If you have no hope,
now tell me how it feels to with the Holy Ghost.
What the Lord's done. Hallelujah. Witnessing and testifying about how good God's been to them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother and Sister Stevens, when I look at them, I remember the times that I would go over to their house when I first got in the church, and they'd tell me those stories out of the pit they came out of. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you look at them today, you'd never know that they was ever in a pit. Hallelujah. But the Lord brought them out of the pit. Hallelujah. I said, that God brought them out of the pit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'd tell the story how the little boy came and knocked his door. I remember it just as fresh today. Hallelujah. I believe it was akin to you, Brother Frank, your brother. Your brother. Hallelujah. Just a little boy, wasn't it? Just, he was just a little, knocked their door and stirred them up. And here they are today serving God with a generation of Pentecost coming on. Don't tell me God can't use you. Woo, we need some young people to get stirred up, some elders to get stirred up. Hallelujah. Praise God. About to blow my message. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got the onslaught of it, didn't you? Praise God. Isaiah 64. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Something's going to take place in this building tonight, in the house of God. Somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to get water baptized in Jesus' name tonight. Praise God. Isaiah 64. And I will begin at verse 6 in Isaiah 64. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Let's pray. Father, tonight, we come into your presence with Holy Ghost faith. Lord, we need you. We need Holy Ghost anointing. We need your mighty hand to reveal itself tonight. Set the captive free. Fill souls with the Holy Ghost. Unleash your anointing in here. And destroy the yoke from off the neck. He come to Messiah. Father, we'll ever praise you. Hallelujah. Can everyone shout in Jesus' name? Glory to God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory. Let me back up and read a few verses. Oh, verse 1 of 64. You don't have to follow with me. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Hallelujah. Isaiah was in the Spirit. He was calling upon the Lord that the Lord would come down, that God would make Himself known. And he said, Father, if you would come down, he said, that thou wouldest only come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, not perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, in those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. For there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Hallelujah. And when I read that today, I thought, Brother Shirty, I had made the statement that the Lord has spoken to us a lot out of the book of Isaiah. And that came back to me today. It seemed like that my reading has been a lot in Isaiah. Not for that purpose. Not that I'd get a word out of Isaiah. But I've just been on a pattern of reading, and this is where I've been. And so in reading today, I came across this. And it really stirred me up when I read the verse that said, there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. Hallelujah. And when I read that, I just couldn't help but feel like I needed to get stirred up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said I couldn't help but feel like I need to get stirred up about the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I made the statement to Brother Troy Shirty upstairs when he was talking about, we were talking about people being tired and maybe the schedule and going to church. And I said, you know, it's funny you just made that statement. I said, I was just sitting here thinking about when I first left to evangelize. If I remember right, we went 31 days straight. We didn't take off not one night in revival, of course. It was in a little country town, and you may say, well, they didn't have nothing else to do but go to church. But still, 31 days straight. And I've heard them tell the stories about back in the Brush Harbor days that they would have church all night long and just about the break of day go out there and plow in the fields and look forward to getting everything done, to going back to church and clapping their hands with sore and blisters on their fingers. Well, they'd been in church and praising God and worshiping God. And I'd hear them talk about how that they'd crawl up underneath the pews in the churches where they'd bring the benches in, the children, the dust would choke them. Well, they were shouting and dancing and praising God. I hear all the stories. And yet here we are, the Laodicean age. We've grown cold. And we've grown lackadaisical concerning the things of God. And we deserve rest nights. And we deserve time out. Hallelujah. And the preacher can't preach if his voice is sore. He's got to rest in and sleep and rest his voice and stay out of the wind because he doesn't want his voice to be sore. But I'm telling you, they didn't think about that back then. Hallelujah. Oh, they had their mind on was snatching souls out of hell. Come on, somebody praise God. I said, somebody give God the praise in here. But we've grown cold. I said, we've grown idle. But we need to get stirred up about a moving God. Come on, somebody praise God in here. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. This is the rest Well, Whitney calls it the Word of rest. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God that gives us rest. We can take all the, we can sleep all we want to and take all the naps we want to, but nothing is going to refresh us like a good Holy Ghost move of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God will counter every attack the devil brings against your body. The Spirit of God will counter every attack the devil brings against your mind. The Spirit of God will counter every attack the devil brings against your spirit. You've just got to let the devil know that I've got my mind made up. I'm going to stir myself up about living for God in 1999. You better stir yourself up, friend, because there's a world out there that's after your soul. Oh, glory to God. I said, you need to hear me. There's a world out there that's after your soul tonight. There's a devil. Hallelujah. The little children, I can't sing the song, but I'll sing the song about if I could catch the devil, I'd put him in a box. I'd lock that box and throw away the key. And what's the rest? Anybody know the rest of it? All those tricks he's played on me. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. We can't catch him tonight. We can't put him in a box. He's been loose for a season. And he's going to do everything that he can to deceive. Hallelujah. He's going to do everything he can to take your desire away from praise and God. Hallelujah. He's going to make you feel like, you just tell God, God, you're privileged tonight that I came to church. Lord, you're just privileged that I came here. Now, Lord, you ought to be happy that I came to church. No, you ought to be happy that the Holy Ghost let you come in the door, that you're not laid up in a morgue somewhere, that you're in the presence of God, that you've got two hands to wave, and a voice to shout, and a heart to beat for the things of God. You better stir yourself up, and you better take hold of God. I said, you better stir yourself up, and you better take hold of God. My God, somebody praise Him in here. Stay under the Hosea Kaya. You better take hold of God. Samohoya Kaya. You may be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah to God. He double run to the high. Glory. I'm telling you, it's on my heart. It's on my heart big time. Glory to God. We got to have revival. We got to snatch souls out of hell. We got to have a move of God. Have we forgotten that there's a lake of fire, and when people die, they're going to go to a devil's hell? If you knew how that, if you only understood tonight how real hell is and how real eternity is, and you're going to burn forever and ever in a lake of fire, you wouldn't come in this building tonight with a ho-hum attitude. You'd come in here crying out, Father, have mercy on me. I'm telling you, you wouldn't need a sermon to stir you up. You'd stir yourself up. You'd run to this altar. You'd get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would fall on you in the pew. You'd play back through. You'd get your mind off backslide. You'd get your mind off the gutter of hell. You'd get your mind off going back and get your mind off going on. My God, somebody praise Him. You ain't stirred up enough. You ain't felt hell burn your body yet. You ain't thought about judgment yet. You ain't thought about the end time yet. You need something that'll stir you back up. You may be seated. Even you're going to get stirred up, but God's going to stir you up. I said, even you're going to stir yourself up. Glory to God. I said, even you're going to stir yourself up about living for God, or God's going to stir your house up. I'm telling you, I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. What do you need? We need somebody that will come in at times and do just what Peter did. Hallelujah. In 2 Peter chapter number 2, and the Bible said, verse 13, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that we need somebody that will come to the pulpit and that will stir us up, that will remind us that we were trash out there in the gutter, and the Holy Ghost had mercy on us and brought us in this house. We need somebody that will stir us up and will remind us, by God, we are privileged that even we bear His name. My Lord, what's wrong with you? You come here and sit down and act like you own this building. You act like you possess God. You better think again, friend. It's mercy that you're in this house. It's grace that you've been able, my Lord, to walk into His presence. Somebody give God the praise in here. Oh,
I want to stir somebody up. I want somebody to wake up. Somebody to think about the coming of the Lord. Somebody to think about not going to hell. The next time you may be seated. The next time you get physically beat and we got church, you thank God that He considered you able and considered it mercy to be upon you to allow you in a tired state to go to church. Hallelujah. You remember that God was merciful to you. That you're not laid up somewhere on a stretcher with the IV hooked up in your body with a breathing machine helping you live. Are you listening to me? It's the grace of God that you're able to come here. I don't care how tired your bones get. I don't care how bad arthritis acts up. You ought to push that body in here and say, I'll stir it up again. I'm coming here because I can't cut my car. I can't go to hell. I can't die and go to hell. There's a church. There's a body. There's a people. My God, I'll stir myself up. I don't want to die and go to hell. Somebody praise Him in here. Oh, He come down. I don't want to die and go to hell. Thank God for revival. Thank God for revival. Thank God for revival on Sunday night and Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Come on, Saturday night, prayer me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, God. I'm telling you, I got a word from the Lord. Even we're going to get all stirred up, He's going to stir us up. I said, even we're going to get all stirred up, or He's going to stir us up. Even you're going to get stirred up about getting the Holy Ghost in here tonight, you better hear me, sinner. You better hear me, backslider, sitting in this house. You thought you came to church tonight just to get somebody off your back or to make somebody happy. But I'm here to tell you that's not what happened at all. The Lord's been stirring up your house. He's been stirring up your heart. He's been stirring up your mind. He's been trying to get you to pray. He's been trying to get you to repent. He's been trying to get you to pray back through. If that's my God, somebody better listen. If this doesn't do it, He's got something else coming your way. And if that doesn't do it, He's got something else coming your way. And after a while, you're going to say, you got my attention, God. God, have mercy on me. Don't let me die. Go to hell. Come on, oh, find another hell. Oh, Sheila, Baranda, Bohorio, Katahaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 8. 6 through 8. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou store up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on in my hands. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony. Didn't we sing about a testimony around here? Hallelujah. I already had it, Mark. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now we want the part about being a partaker of the testator. We want the blessings of God that He has bestowed upon us, but we don't want none of those afflictions that go along with it. We don't even want none of those trials that go along with it. But if I read it right, He said, if you can take the wind and you can take the storm, you can take, my God, the earthquake, you can take the fire, I'm telling you, the Bible said, go ahead and take those afflictions because the power of God is coming behind it. If you can just hold on. I said, if you can just hold on. My God, stir yourself up. Get out of your cave. Wrap your head in the morning. Get out of your cave. Somebody give Him praise. Come on, come on. Son of a Rikaya. Oh, what you doing, preacher? I'm taking hold of God. I said, I'm taking hold of God. I'm stirring myself up. I'm trying to wake myself up for the coming of the Lord. Come on. Come here a minute, Keisha. Somebody watch Rocky back there for. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I want you to come up here and I want you to worship the Lord. I want you to just go ahead and praise Him. I want you to thank Him. Because when I look at you, I got to stir myself up. I said, when I look at you, I got to remember that when you was just a little over a year old, that you had a trach in your throat. And the doctor said you won't live 30 days. But here you are tonight, giving God the praise, giving God the glory. I've got to stir myself up and remember God's been merciful. He's found on my house. My Lord, Jesus Christ, my Lord, I'll stir my heart up when I see my children. I'll remember the grace of God. Somebody else ought to get stirred up, get out of your pew, and begin to shout, praise God, and thank God that God's been good to your house, that God's been merciful, that God's touched you, that God's been gracious, that God's come down on you. Come on! Oh, Halamosa, come on, I'm here to tell you, you ought not wait on tragedy to hit your home to start praising God. You ought to praise it while the hand of God's on you, while the mercy of God's on you. You ought to bless His name. Oh, let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. You need to be stirred up. You need to be stirred up. You need to be stirred up. You need something to stir you up tonight. You need something to stir you up. And the Lord said, everybody remain standing. I'm fixing to close. Everybody that's standing, stand. Everybody that's not standing, that's able to stand, stand with me. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, whereunto shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not wept. I never seen this scripture like I just seen it. They are like unto children sitting in a marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not wept. John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, eating bread nor drinking wine. And you say, yet the devil, the Son of Man, has come eating and drinking. And you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Let me tell you something. We're not like children sitting in the marketplace. I didn't come here tonight to pipe unto you just to get you to get up and dance and jig out here and to make a scene around here. I didn't come here and mourn over the pulpit so I could see you mourn a little bit and leave out of here and be just like you came in. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible said wisdom is justified of her children. I'm here to tell you that we don't have a right to talk about what we have if we can't pass this on to our kids. I said, we don't have a right to come here and talk about what we got if we can't pass it on to our children. I'm going to tell you something, young people. I want you to know what we have, we want you to have. What we got in our heart, we want you to have it in your heart. Son of a hoe. Come on, somebody, praise God in here. Go ahead, Daddy. Go ahead, Daddy. Go ahead, send your children to Sunday school while you go to the deer camp. Go ahead, Mama. Send your babies to church while you sit home and watch soap operas. And you expect them to be full of the Holy Ghost? They'll grow up and be demon-possessed. They'll grow up and be possessed like devils. My God, somebody touch the Lord. Stir up yourself and take hold of God. Jacob could have got a hold of that angel that night. He could have walked around like a peacock for the rest of his life and said, I took hold of an angel. He never told it. It hadn't been written about, we never knew it. Paul was so caught up, he said, I knew a man whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. But he said he was caught up in the third heaven. He saw things which was not lawful for man to utter. We know who it was. It was Paul that said it. But he never said, Paul, it's me. I said it. Write my name down. Put it down here. He He said, I ain't got to say nothing. Wisdom's justified to my children. Jacob said, I don't have to say anything. You can look at my life and see I've changed. Look at my children. We need some lives that affect our families. Are you listening to me? We need some lives. I understand something. I'll almost call names if I'm not careful. There are some solid saints in here that their children are backslidden, going through things. But I'm going to tell you, every time I talk to your children or the young people or young men that are backslidden or young ladies, they'll tell me, look, Brother Talbert, it ain't my mom and daddy's fault. I'm just going through something and I need prayer. Look, if it wasn't my mom and daddy praying for me, I'd die lost. Please don't quit praying for me. So I'm telling you that there's still an anchor and a hope in the church because mom and daddy hadn't quit living for God. Come on, somebody touch God in here. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, if I don't stir myself up for nobody but my kids and my family, I'm going to keep myself stirred up. My God, somebody touch God in here. Boy, you're a big man, ain't you? You're a big man. You're the cock of the walk. But you're taking your kids to hell with you in that road you're plowing down. Ma'am, that cold attitude you've got tonight, you're not just taking yourself to hell. You're dragging them babies every step of the way. Somebody right now, they're going to sing something. Somebody ought to be stirred up. They come down here and say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, don't let me leave like a chain. Stir, Lord Jesus. You ain't going to have to stir me up. I'm stirring myself up. I'm remembering what you've done for me. I'm remembering what you've done for me. I'm remembering I should have been dead in a devil's hell. I'm coming to this altar. I'm coming to pray. Come on right now. Somebody get out of that pew. Backslider, come home. Backslider, come home. Come on. Backslider, come home. Lost souls, come pray that too. That's it for the Lord. Get right through tonight, sir. I've got those others in here. They ought to be on their way to an altar, weeping and crying. And repent and let God fill me. I'll restore my come on, friend. Oh, come on, buddy. The Holy Ghost is talking to me. Come on, you want to do what you do right now? You want to step on out and say, look at me here. I'm going to put on. Come on, the brothers in here. Come on, step out right down. Come on, we got children coming down here. I wish Mama would come for me. I wish Daddy would get out of that pew right now. Come on, the Holy Ghost is going. Come on, the Holy Ghost. Come on.